Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you knew that this was the Spelling Bee theme song from ESPN, you're one of about nine people that like the Spelling Bee more than I do. Your boy's gonna watch. My favorite thing is when the kids start spelling on their hands. Like, that helped. They're like, okay, let's see.
It's amazing.
Here. Can you give me some time? Use it in a sentence, please. Welcome back, G&D. On the Fan, we are taking you up to 6:30. Joe Beninati stopping by the face voice of Caps Hockey at 6 o'clock to break down the big hiring of Spencer Carberry to run the Capitals bench. But you guys know we got business to tend to today. We do this every year on the first day of the Spelling Bee. Frankly, it goes all the way back to this year. It is time for the first annual G&D Spelling Bee Challenge. We like to pit our producers, Darius and Ryan, head-to-head. So let's see who's coming out of behind the curtains first. Oh, no.
Medicine.
Making his way to the ring, representing Upper Marlboro, Maryland. He's got a fresh haircut. The lead producer of the Grant and Danny radio program. He holds the belt as the show's stadium king, Darius the Game Dameron. Comes over and, like, stands on the robe, spits water at everybody.
Looking at one corner, gets the pop. Calmly goes to the next corner, gets the pop.
All right, Ryan, you're going to be introduced by Danny. Danny, you'll allow Ryan to get down to the ring and say hello to the people here.
Making his way to the ring. This heavyweight championship match is scheduled for one fall. From Falls Church, Virginia, at his parents' house, welcome the pound-for-pound champion of Maps and MapQuest, Ryan. I knew that. Clary.
I like that he's no longer the stallion. He's I knew that one.
I knew that one.
Because he will use that from time to time.
He always tells us that he knew that.
After the fact. Very good. All right, so this is how the spelling bee is going to go, boys and girls. Danny, you can determine with them right now, quick show meeting, how many points we play to, okay? I'd like to wrap it up in this one segment, ideally. 1 point, 2 point, and 3 point categories. You get to choose how many point names you're going to go. So you can either just take your layups, go with one-pointers, and try to bang as many of them out as possible, or you can be a little more risky, a little more gutsy,
more
a little
risque.
Harder name, and you get 2 or 3 points. You choose your destiny here. But how many points do you think we should play to? I was thinking 11, like a pickup basketball game.
What if we went to 9 with the understanding that as a show, if there aren't any points scored after a little while, we could lower the total?
Oh, so you have no confidence in these guys.
I'm not good at this.
I think that they're going to, the 1 and 2 pointers, I think they're going to put some hay in the barn.
A, you underestimate the spotlight when it's on you, how tough it is to spell when people are listening and okay. Everyone's looking at you and joning.
It's just 4 guys sitting around, 5 guys are the machine.
The machine is
here. But Lou DiPietro's hanging out with us.
Our machine is here. So A, it's tough. But B, these are 2 young men. And these young men were not raised to write cursive. These young men have had computational devices their whole life that fix this for them.
Oh, that's
their
tough.
Phones have fixed it for them. Their computers have fixed it for them. I can't spell for diddly, and I had to look everything up. I had spelling tests every Tuesday.
All right, let's start it at 11, and we'll get a feel. If there's a couple rounds where we think this thing's going sideways,
yeah,
we'll just lower the bar to like 7 points or something like that. All right, so who's going to go first? I guess, Ryan, you are the defending champion. Because even though Darius waxed the floor with you in the stadium competition, you did win the weather competition.
Yes, I did win that.
So you get to choose. Would you like to go first, or would you like to defer to Darius?
I'll defer to Darius. Darius, you go first.
Would you like a 1, 2 point, or 3 point name to spell?
All right, let's start with a 1 point name. We'll start with a softball.
All right, very good.
Hopefully a softball.
Your first name to spell is Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy, the new offensive coordinator, assistant head coach.
All right. Bieniemy. I don't need to do the first name, do I? Just the last name?
Unless we specify.
I think both names. Let's do both names.
All right. Eric Bieniemy. E-R-I-C. B-I-E-N-I-E-M-Y. Eric Bieniemy.
Very good.
That is correct.
Terrace gets a point.
1 point for Terrace.
Now, just so everyone knows, when you hear the bell, it means they botched it.
That's a no.
You'll notice that Darius did not hear the bell after his 1 point layup there.
That's a scary moment there, waiting for the potential bell.
It's tough.
Imagine right. Being like eight. You know what I mean?
All right, so that's a point for Darius. Ryan, got to keep up. What are you doing?
We're going to go a Bradley Beal here with a three.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow. All right. 3 point play for Ryan. He has sat in the studio before while you screamed, "It's a football.
It's a football."
Because you were holding a fleshlight and you didn't want anyone to know that it was a fleshlight. And so you just kept yelling, "It's a football!" His name is Martin Ferravari. Capitals defenseman Martin Ferravari.
Martin Ferravari. MARTINFEHERVARY. Martin Ferravari.
Let's go.
That is correct.
A 3-pointer sunk by Clary.
Step back for three. Good.
I am stunned right now. Were you confident? Did you feel good right away?
I knew it immediately.
Really?
Immediately.
Danny, what do you think?
I'm a little bit stunned.
Okay.
I'm a little bit stunned.
That's Darius is already playing the chasing game here a little bit. But here, he got cocky. So now you could hope he keeps going, dipping into that well.
You could slow and steady this thing.
You could be the turtle. He's the hare. He's going to go take a nap up there somewhere.
Yeah, we're okay. We're okay. We feel good.
What are you going with?
Let's go with a 2-point play here.
Danny?
Tom Gorzolani. Tom Gorzolani pitched for the Nationals. How do you spell Tom Gorzolani?
Such a mediocre lefty, by the way.
So bad.
I remember
run of the
pitched.
Mill.
I sneaky forgot he pitched for the Nats. I'm like, oh, we're playing a Pirates game all of a sudden.
Multiple seasons, I think.
Gorzolani.
All right, here we go. Tom Gorzolani. T-O-M. G-O-R-Z-E-L-A-N-N-Y. Tom Gorzolani.
That is correct.
Let's go. Back even, Darius.
That is correct.
Back even. Darius with a 3 spot through 2 rounds. Now, even with Ryan at 3-3, Ryan is about to get his second name to spell.
And we're going to go with another Bradley Beal 3-point play here.
Back to the well on a 3-point play.
He was in the news. He was on the news. He almost bought this team. Steve Apostolopoulos.
Steve Apostolopoulos. And you thought you'd never have to spell his name again. We've practiced this as a show quite a bit.
This is tough. I was the one of us to never get it right either. Steve Apostolopoulos. S-T-E-V-E.
Okay, so far so good.
A-P-O-S-T-O-U. I missed it. It was a P. No U.
Steve Apostolopoulos has been tripping him up for a month. I thought for sure.
I'm not trying to be difficult, but that's literally why I chose it for him.
So we're even through 2 rounds.
We are even through
Darius
2 rounds.
Darius Dameron, ladies and gentlemen, back in the mix.
Strategic.
At 3-3. Slow and steady's winning the race here. He is 1-for-2. Ryan is 1-for-1, but he's even because he hit a 3-pointer. So, Darius, back to you.
Let's go ahead and take one of those 2-point shots again.
A 2-point shot. I'm going to go with Marty Schottenheimer. One season in D.C., 8-8, 8-3 in his final 11 after an 0-5 start. Maybe the biggest mistake Dan Snyder ever made was firing him. The late, great Marty Schottenheimer.
Marty Schottenheimer. M-A-R-T-Y. S-C-H-O-T-T-E-N H-I-E. Oh, no. Oh.
As soon as he said it.
I before he accepted Schottenheimer.
So close. So close.
I could see
it's
it.
It's H-E-M or H-E-I-M-E-R.
Yep.
It is, but unfortunately for you, that's not what you were saying now, is it? I knew it. You
as
just
soon
see
as he
his
said
face.
It.
Poor guy. How many times does that happen on the big stage with these kids? By the way, there's four from Northern Virginia. There's a kid from Bethesda and a couple kids from D.C. participating in the National Spelling Bee tonight. All right, Clary, you just got a reprieve here. You got a reprieve.
Mm-hmm.
Darius hooked you. What are you doing?
Three-point play.
Going back to the well with a three-pointer.
I want you to spell Philip Grubauer.
Philip Grubauer.
Philip Grubauer.
P-H-I-L-L-I-P Grubauer. G-R. What?
Got him.
What?
Got him.
First off, I haven't even heard of that guy.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It's a former goalie.
He's literally a playoff goaltender. He was with the Capitals for many years. Part of the cup team. He started games during their cup run. Two P's in Philip.
Two P's.
Oh, really a total of three P's, I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
Philip has two P's at the end of it. That was a Danny wrinkle. Danny snuck that one in. I thought that should have been a two-pointer, but he thought that Philip might throw you guys off a little bit.
Threw me off.
All right, so we're through two rounds. It's still 3-3. How do we feel like they're doing so far? I think, honestly, they've done pretty well.
Better than I would do. Yeah, better than expected.
All right, so now you have the strategy at your disposal. You're back on even footing. Starting a new round, Darius.
Let's do it. Let's take our three-point shot.
Wow, he's starting to feel himself a little bit. All right, for your three-pointer, I want you to spell Commanders defensive line coach Jeff Scanina. Jeff Scanina. If there was such a thing as a four-pointer, there's just letters in here that don't make sense.
This one's a show.
But you picked it. You got to choose.
I hate you. Jeff Scanina.
Yeah.
J-E-F-F. Z-C. Oh, yeah. Whatever. That was BS.
Whatever.
He said that was BS. Do you want to try it, Ryan? Just out of curiosity.
Just for fun.
Anything on Scanina?
Scanina. J-E-F-F-Z-S. Damn it.
What's going on with my bell?
Uh-oh, you hit it too hard.
There you go.
There you go.
ZG. I was looking for ZG. O-N-I-N-A. Jeff Scanina. I think Sweet Lou had that one,
you
by
spell
the
it
way.
Like it sounds.
I'm sure. Like it. All right, so Ryan, back to you with the chance to pull ahead here in the bottom of, what is this, the fifth maybe?
Bottom five.
We're going to go with the one-point play here.
Denny Avdija. How do you spell Denny Avdija?
Denny Avdija. D-E-N-I-A-V-D-I-J-A. Denny Avdija.
That is correct.
And just like that, you're in the lead 4-3. Attaboy.
Thank you.
Darius, a little bit of pressure now. Back to you. I think we can officially lower the total that we need to get to for the win. I think we're going to now set it at, let's set it at 10.
Right at 10. Very well.
All right, we'll lower
10.
It. We'll do deal 10. Or no deal style. We might bring it down again at some point. All right, what do you got, Darius?
Let's take a two.
Two-point play. Are you ready? I want you to spell Carl Hagelin's name. Longtime Washington Capital, former Ranger and Penguin, Carl Hagelin.
Carl Hagelin.
Carl, so good to see you.
C-A-R-L H-A-G-E-L-I-N. Carl Hagelin.
Let's go, Darius. So that one should have maybe thrown him off, but I forgot he was our weekly guest for like a year.
I just typed that name a lot. Yeah.
You had to type that name a whole lot, so that might have hooked you. So that's 2 points for Darius. So you pull ahead 5-4, just like that. Ryan, you got to answer here. What are you going to do?
Three-point play.
Oh.
A little gutsy. You got one, Danny?
I do. Nate Katzer. Nate Katzer.
Special teams coach, Washington Commanders, Nate Katzer.
Nate Katzer. N-A-T-E. K-A-T. There you go. The three-point plays are not always what they appear. If you're asking yourself, should I just spell it how it sounds? When we're in the three-point round, the answer is no. Good point.
Can I get an origin, please?
There's a C in there somewhere. You know what I mean? Dad, sir. There's a CZ in there somewhere instead of a C. All right. So Darius is ahead 5-4. Chance to take a commanding lead here. You're listening to the Grant and Danny first annual DC Sports Spelling Bee on this, the day of day one of the actual spelling bee. Darius, what are you going to do?
I feel like he's going to go for three again. So let's go for two.
Okay. I'm going to give him one here, Danny.
All right.
I've got, do you like the theme of the coaches or do you like players more?
I like players.
Players. Okay. How about we go with newly drafted Commanders offensive lineman Braden Daniels?
Ooh. Braden Daniels. I thought you were tripping me up on purpose.
It's a two-pointer for a reason.
Yep.
We're looking for B-R-A-E-D-E-N, Braden Daniels. Looked like you knew that one, Clary.
I didn't know that. Yes,
you started
I did.
Fist pumping as soon as he said why.
Yep, I was hoping for that why, but I'll make this short and sweet. 2-point play here.
How do you spell Jonas Siegenthaler?
I mean, how is this a 2-point play in the same conversation as Braden Daniels? But okay,
they're very similar. I would say this name easier to spell than the other one.
Jonas Siegenthaler. Y-O-E-N-I-S.
Wait, seriously?
Wait, what?
Jonas Siegenthaler.
Well, it's actually Jonas. It's spelled like Jonas. I mean, that's not the hard part.
He's not from where Jonas Cespedes is from.
I mean, that is ridiculous. That was a 2-point play. I'm throwing that out there. Just saying.
Take your issues up with Danny, but I would just tell you, it would be easier for me to spell Siegenthaler's name than Braden Daniels, because I've never seen Braden Daniels spelled that way. The Jonas brothers are not Y-O-N-A-S.
I didn't know.
All right.
No, you did not.
No, that's pretty clear.
I can confirm.
Pretty clear. All right, Darius, you still have a 5-4 lead. Ryan's getting into a fight with the judges, so his eyes are off the ball here.
I feel comfortable taking a 1-point play.
By the way,
now
we're going to lower the score that needs to be acquired to win to 9.
To 9.
Yeah.
We're
all right,
9.
Go ahead, Darius.
I feel comfortable taking a 1-point play here. Ryan's struggling over there.
All right, for 1 point. How about new quarterback Jacoby Brissett? Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. J-A-C-O-B-Y. B-R-I-S-S-E-T-T. Jacoby Brissett.
Attaboy.
That is correct.
It's a 6 spot for Darius.
6-4.
6-4. Ryan, the pressure is on. He's starting to pull away off into the distance.
3-point lead.
Oh,
three
here
pointer.
We go.
What are you doing?
Here
three
we
pointer.
Go.
Got you. You're like one for seven on these.
3-pointer.
One of my favorite players in then Redskins history, Neil Okowitz.
Neil Okowitz.
Okowitz.
Oh, this is not going to go well. Get a pronunciation. Ask him again.
Can I get a pronunciation, please?
Neil Okowitz.
Neil Okowitz.
You're not saying it right.
Neil
Okowitz.
Okowitz.
Oh, my God. Neil, if we can't even get him to say it right, how's he going to spell it? Olkowitz.
Olkowitz.
There it is.
N-E-I-L. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say.
We're looking for N-E-A-L.
I thought this was supposed to be like, oh, the three. It doesn't sound the way.
That's a 3-point
exactly
play.
The way it's spelled, though. You guys are like, a 3-pointers probably
Guy,
aren't the way it's spelled.
You're mad that he's getting easier ones. He's taking 1 and 2 pointers. You keep taking 3-pointers.
Because I'm down. I'm losing.
It just keep going one.
You know what doesn't help you is getting them wrong.
You could have just gotten, you've done 11 rounds. You'd have 11 points if you just take the one.
It's fine.
Just spell Jacoby Brissett a bunch of times.
It's fine.
Garris, you're up 6-4.
And we're going to 9, right?
We are.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to go out with a bang. I'm going to go for three.
3-point play. Can you spell the name Tom Gugliotta? Former NBA player, former Washington Bullet. Tom Gugliotta.
All right. Tom Gugliotta. T-O-M-L-I-A-T-T-A.
He was so close. That was G-U-G-L-I-O-T-T-A. You were on the doorstep.
He keeps opening the door.
Ryan, there is life. There is life once more. Have you learned your lesson? Ryan Clary, what are you going to do?
3-point play.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I got one.
Okay, go ahead. Take it.
Let's go hockey. Big season. Broke through for the Caps after a big training camp. He's playing right now for the Hershey Bears. Alexi Protas. Alexi Protas.
A-L-E-X-E-I.
I mean. A-L-I-A-K-S-E-I.
This is just, yeah.
I love that he keeps choosing 3-point plays and then getting mad
at us.
He
can't believe
it. These are hard.
Yeah.
There's three categories, man. You're choosing the one with the hard ones.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Darius.
We're going for two.
Very well, Darius. I agree to your terms. I need the spelling of former Nationals pitcher Jason Simontacci.
Who the hell is that?
Pitch for the Nationals, bro.
That might have been year one of the Nationals.
It's a long time ago. I want to say 506.
Can I get a pronunciation?
Jason Simontacci. Jason Simontacci.
Just to date you a little bit, he's 49 right now.
I'm sure he is.
He's in my demo.
J-A-S-O-N. S-I-M-O-N-T-A-T. So close.
Regrettably, we do have to step away.
We have to stop.
We're going to have to put we're going to have to crown a champion. So we're going to have to finish this in just a moment on Grant and Danny. Darius, you sit right now our leader. Is it still 6-4 going to 9?
It is.
Ryan will be on the clock when we return. We'll see if he can change up his strategy. If you have any ideas of names or words in DC sports that we can use with these guys as we put a bow on our Grant and Danny DC Sports Spelling Bee next, you can send them to me. I don't want them to see them, though, so you got to DM them to me on Instagram, Grant H. Paulson. You're listening to The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan, and our producers are going head-to-head in what is this, our third competition they've ever matched wits in. So initially, Ryan had claimed that he was the most knowledgeable on stadiums. Darius knocked him off with ease, swept him, I believe, in a stadium challenge. Subsequently, to get some pride back, Ryan proclaimed that he was better at predicting and determining weather. He won that challenge. Darius lost. And so now this is a chance to take a best of three of the two producers here. We're having the Grant and Danny DC Sports Spelling Bee. Mostly it's been just names, current and former DC Sports star player and coaches. Darris and Ryan, both now competing, collectively bargained. They have decided that the final tally to win is going to be 10 points. I think if Darris gets there first, Ryan has to have a chance to match, obviously, because
yes.
Darris went first. But the scoreboard is 6-4. Darris leads. We've got three categories, 1, 2, and 3-point categories. And Darris, I believe, went last. So Ryan is on the clock with a chance now with a 2-point play to pull even, a 3-pointer to take the lead, or he could just go easy, get himself a point, and pull to within one. So, Ryan, what is your strategy here? Are you going to dip into the names from the 1, 2, or 3-point piles?
We're
going to
go 1-point pile here.
He's come out of intermission with a little bit of
a little halftime adjustment
change
there.
Of pace. I like that. Danny, give him a name.
Mark Rippin. Spell Mark Rippin.
Mark Rippin. MarkRyPin. Mark Rippin.
Very well done.
Thank you.
6-5. How do you feel about your new strategy? And just going a few moments without hearing a bell while you were talking.
Well, I think this is actually, yeah. That was a great job. That felt amazing. But I will say, I don't give away game plans or anything like that. Just know I will throw some curveballs here and there.
All right. Justin Verlander over there.
Look forward to that.
All right. 6-5. Darris, you're kicking off a new round. You got a 1-point advantage. You're 60% of the way home. You got to get to 10.
Let's go for a free throw here. We're going to take a 1-point play.
Wow. Look at him countering the movements. I'm going to give you Elena Deladon, star interior player with the Washington Mystics, Elena Deladon.
Ryan's over here trying to, spook me out. He's like, ooh.
I saw it. He's trying to get in your head a little bit.
Weird. All right. Elena Deladon. E-L-E-N-A. D-E-L-L-E. D-O-N-N-E. Elena Deladon.
Attaboy, Darris.
Man.
Back to back. 7-5 here. All right. The fellas came out regrouped. They got back to their corners. Got a little water squirted in their mouth, Danny. It looks like they're new men.
This is quite the adjustment. They're rejuvenated. So we got 7-5 here?
We do.
Ryan.
I'm going to go with the 2-point play.
Very well. I'd like for you to spell long snapper Cameron Cheeseman.
C-A-M-A-R-O-N C-H-E-E-S-E-M-A-N. Cameron
Cheeseman. Wow.
Wow.
I thought the Cameron would mess him up.
I did too.
I just knew he was going to do the E instead of the A.
Did you know it was Cam A. Ron? Would you have spelled that right?
I never would.
I don't think I would have got it right. But I thought he was going to do the E. I thought it was Cam, C-A-M without an E or an A. I just thought it was C-A-M-R-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cameron. Isn't that a
Cameron?
Rapper?
Well, it is.
Didn't that guy have a rap song or
two? He did, yeah.
Cam Aron. Cheeseman. I've never seen Cameron spelled that way.
Cameron. It's now 7-7, by the way.
It is 7-7.
How do you like them apples?
That was a step back J from Jimmy Butler. Buckets. We got ourselves a game. Darris.
Slow and steady. Let's take a 1-point play here.
I love this. It's just zigging and zagging. Because can I just add that if Ryan goes for the 3-pointer next and he hits it, it's over.
I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Said confidently.
A little bit.
1-point play, Danny.
Jordan Zimmerman. Spell Jordan Zimmerman.
Ooh, I like this. Jordan Zimmerman. J-O-R-D-A-N. Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N-N. Jordan Zimmerman.
did you hear Ryan?
Yeah.
Screaming.
He wasn't sure if there was a second N.
All right, and Darris gave him a little hezzy, too. A little hesitation step. So that's 8-7.
8-7.
Darris leads, which means we now go to Ryan.
Call me Derek White because I want 3.
For the game.
Are you ready for your name?
I am ready.
Oshimago Atagwe.
Okay,
Oshimago Atagwe.
Pronunciation, please.
Oshimago Atagwe.
O. S H I M I G O. Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It is fine.
You're telling yourself that, or you're telling us that? No, no, it's fine. It's like, yeah, it's fine. Oh, Shimago Itagwe. Oh, it's.
I don't want to know. I just.
H-I-M-O-G-H-O Itagwe. Oh, Shimago Itagwe.
That was tough. I shouldn't have done that.
8-7. Darius, you're up.
Let's do two. We'll do two.
You hit it. Ryan has to make a three-pointer or the game ends. And he has missed 11 consecutive three-pointers.
He's the Boston Celtics.
Two-point play here, Danny. What do you got for him?
Spell Darcy Kuemper.
All right. Darcy Kuemper. D-A-R-C-Y. K-E-U.
I had that in my three-point pile. That's a tough one.
Is it U-E?
Or
it
is.
God, of course.
He said, of course.
So I know the rest of the name. It's just that
oh,
stupid.
Oh, yeah. You got the purr.
Of course.
Ryan.
Can I just clarify the score real quick?
Yes. Darius has 8. You have 7.
Let's go for 2.
For 2. Third base coach who likes getting people thrown out. Gary DeSarcina.
Gary DeSarcina. G-A-R-Y-D-E-S. What?
Yeah.
D-I-S-A-R-C-I-N-A.
It's the I.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It is the I.
It is that.
I like the repeating after we say it. All right, Darius, like nothing happened. Right back to you, 8-7.
All right, let's go for 1.
One, we're going back to our roots.
We're just gonna crawl our way to the finish line.
You got out of your comfort zone for just a second. Gus Frerotte, I got his autograph at an ANN store in Fredericksburg years ago. Beat out Heath Shuler. Gus Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte. G-U-S. F-E-R. No, it's R-E.
That's tough. Missed a one-pointer.
Oh,
this
no.
guy. Is that too tough for a one-pointer, do we think?
It might have been.
All right. Ryan.
Let's go one-pointer.
One-pointer. Danny, give him one.
Here we go, Ryan. Joey Meneses.
Joey Meneses. I literally just said Joe. J-O-E-Y M-E-N-E-S-E-S. Joey Meneses.
We got a tie game.
We got a tie game.
We got a tie game. We got a tie
Business
game.
Business is about to pick up. We got to end this charade here, boys. Joe Beninati coming up in 20 minutes. Darius, what do you think?
Let's go for 2. Let's try to end it.
For the win. 2-point play. I've only got 3 left here.
I got a few.
I'm going to go with Kalik Hudson.
Kalik.
Commanders linebacker, Kalik Hudson.
Kalik Hudson. K-H-A. L-E-K-E H-U-D-S-O-N.
Wow.
Kalik Hudson.
Wow.
We got 10.
Wow.
We got pressure.
Got 10.
The pressure is on. The heat is on. Na, 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 na. Who sings
na,
that?
Na, 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 na.
Who
I have no
that?
Idea.
The heat is on. Fry?
Oh, Glenn Fry.
Glenn Fry.
From, yeah, okay.
All right, no Fry.
Sure,
none
of that.
I always say everyone is Cyndi Lauper because she sang the Goonies song.
Yeah, this is just, a dude, though.
Was it?
Well, yeah, the heat is on. This is a dude.
I thought the heat is on was a chick.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maybe the version my gym teacher played was a
maybe a lady
singer.
Covered it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was Cyndi Lauper who covered it.
Might have been.
Ryan, I'm just gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be a 2-point play now.
Unless it's a 3-point play and you win instead of just tying.
That's a good point.
Oh man.
You know what? I'm going for 3.
Wow.
I'm going for 3.
I love him.
We're ending this.
I've got these two here.
I got a great one. For 3 to win it. You want to do that one or you want to do mine?
It's up to you.
Andrzej Pasechniks.
That's
Andrzej Pasechniks.
I mean, one of your judges is literally saying that's impossible.
That one's tough.
You went for sure is. It's a 3-pointer. You went for
pronunciation.
Andrzej Pasechniks, center for your Washington Wizards from a couple years ago.
I need another pronunciation.
Andrzej Pasechniks.
A-N-J. A-Y. Can I get another pronunciation?
Andrzej Pasechniks.
P.
Mm-hmm.
E.
We're just messing with you. Hit the bell like 10 times. It's not even close.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to give you one that was on my list just to see how, like, just to make sure there's no controversy. Because I think that was a 10-pointer. George Mirasan.
George
Mirasan. Actual person people
yes.
remember who played
in DC. Oh, I know.
I've
seen him plenty of times.
Yeah.
G. E. I know how to spell the last name.
I think we did fine here.
Yeah, we got it.
I think the right man won. Give us Mirasan.
Mursacan.
Ding.
Okay. It's fine.
Hey,
it's fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we hear it for both participants?
Good job, guys.
Everybody gets a trophy on Grant and Danny. No. Just kidding. Darius, you win. Ryan, you lose. Darius, the champion speller. In the box score, it's going to look like you were 10 for 10, Darius. Nobody spells better than you do. That's how we play the game. That is your first annual G&D Spelling Bee. Joe Beninati at 6 o'clock on the brand new Caps coach, Spencer Carberry, C-A-R-B-E-R-Y.
Very efficient spelling.
Carberry. Grant and Danny.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Looking forward to catching up with Joe Beninati coming up at the top of the hour, right at 6 o'clock. The Capitals have a brand new hire they'll introduce in the coming days. Their head coach is going to be Spencer Carberry, coming back to the organization, the former Hershey Bears head coach. We'll talk to Joe B. about that right here on The Fan. Couple of NFL storylines I wanted to hit on with you, Danny. First, have you followed or tracked this week in any of what's going on with Jimmy Garoppolo?
What a bizarre thing. So I've seen Mike Florio multiple times from Pro Football Talk, basically at least, you know, sort of point to a report that he had. There's some kind of weird nebulous thing with an injury or a waiver with him. And then grouse that other people are now reporting it. And he's like, I've already reported this a long time ago, and I'm really frustrated by that. But it seems like he's hurt and they might void his deal or something.
So I don't know that they're going to void his deal. In fact, the Raiders have said the opposite. They said they're not going to. But the report from Florio is that they can, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was he failed a physical. And because he has failed his physical, there's language in his contract that allows them to get out of the deal and to not have to pay him for this season. So they now have the ability, according to Florio, to move on from Garoppolo and basically act like nothing ever happened. No one really knew this was the case, and we didn't know until recently that he had failed a physical. Now, what Josh McDaniels publicly said was, for what it's worth, they knew he was not going to be 100% yet. They basically know this is a process to get him right for the start of the year, and they're still confident that he's going to be ready in week one. But we have all the time coaches or GMs will come out and say, hey, he's our guy, and then they're not. It sounds like if you follow what Florio of Pro Football Talk and some others reported this weekend, either he's recovering a little slower than was expected, or maybe is just not as far along with his health as they anticipated. The Raiders publicly are saying the opposite. But it's fascinating because everyone was very happy, it seemed like, moving on from Derek Carr.
Uh-huh.
This is similar to the Kirk Cousins conversation we had here. When you have this guy that year in and year out puts you in a pretty good chance to win, I would make the case, certainly, you know, last year Carr struggled immensely, and I don't think he's quite on the level of Cousins, so maybe the comp's not perfect. But the point is, it's always that grass or greener idea.
Yes.
You've got a very serviceable, legitimate starting quarterback in the NFL, but you're not sure if you can win a championship with the guy. You don't want to keep paying him, so you move on. The unknown is pretty scary, man. Like, you can tell me that it's not great to have to pay a guy a lot of money and you're not sure if you can win 13, 14 games and make a Super Bowl run. But when you dip into the, you hope that Jimmy G
the abyss,
wasn't
man.
Kyle Shanahan created. He wasn't a San Francisco creation. Pool, it's frightening. And now he's failing a physical, and there's some thought that maybe they'll get out of the contract. I don't see that happening. I think he probably hangs. But this is a guy that can never stay healthy. Yeah. This is a guy that can't finish seasons, that can't stay on the field, and now we're already having a conversation about when he's going to be available and, you know, removing an $11 million signing bonus with a full $22 million his original base salary and maybe not ever being paid to him.
Yeah, with him, you're kind of going, I'm not so sure about this team. Without him, oh, my God, right? It's just a mess, wouldn't you say? I mean, he at a minimum, he's a steadying influence. Like, I've always found him to be tremendously overrated. People talk about how he's a gamer, or like, you know, they'll point to a win-loss record with him versus without him in a couple different spots. But he's there to check it down, hopefully not screw up that much, and let some playmakers make some plays. That's at best with him.
No wonder why Davante Adams was so mad last week.
Yeah.
He had to come
makes
out.
Makes more sense.
Basically, he had made it sound like he wasn't happy there and he didn't like the situation. He came out and basically said, hey, I actually like Josh McDaniels. I like Jimmy Garoppolo. Everything's fine. But now we know why he was heated.
Mm-hmm.
If Jimmy G isn't there for some reason, remember Jarrett Stidham was there and had a big game last year. He's gone. He's long gone.
It's Brian Hoyer, man.
Brian Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell, who they drafted in the fourth round this year out of Purdue, are the two quarterbacks that are there.
Good luck.
In the AFC West.
Yep.
Kansas City, the LA Chargers, mm-hmm. couple of playoff-bound teams, and the Broncos should be a lot better than they were. The other NFL story I wanted to sneak in. DeAndre Hopkins is looking for a home. On Friday, going into the weekend, we talked about this a bunch. He'd been released by the Arizona Cardinals. I think the New England Patriots are the team that makes the most sense for him because they really need a wide receiver. There's always been a pretty good bond between he and Belichick from afar. But some of the suitors that we've seen linked to him are the Baltimore Ravens, who paid Odell Beckham Jr. a bunch of money, the Carolina Panthers, the Chicago Bears need wide receiver help. And the report over the weekend that really drew my attention was that it could be a two-horse race between some contenders. Sounds like the Chiefs and the Bills are two teams that are trying to move money around to try to make a call and say, hey, if you want to play for a year on the cheap, so to speak, as a show-me season and come win a Super Bowl, we're here for you. I guess to answer where he's going to end up, we have to know what he's thinking.
Right.
Does he want to win right now, or does he want to just go somewhere, get 150 targets, and make 85 catches?
You want the most money, or, you know, what's important? I mean, I don't begrudge what's important to you. I seriously don't. If you'd like to maximize your value, get a huge payday, that's fine. You want to try to win. To me, the perfect marriage has always looked like Kansas City to me. I think he could end up with some of those targets and touches that you're talking about in that offense. That's pretty prolific.
Caps have a brand new head coach, Joe Beninati. Joins us next to tell us about Spencer Carberry, and we'll get you ready for Nats baseball and the night ahead in sports before we get out of here on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.